Havard, video permission. This Shabbat, we have two parashiyot, the second parasha, Parashat Kedoshim. Maybe the most important part is this sixth Shabbat. The Torah tells us, V'avta lecha kamocha. So first of all, the language of that sentence, the way people translate it, is you should love your friend the same way you love yourself. If this is the explanation, the sentence should say after et recha kamocha, not le recha. Le recha means whatever your friend has. Love whatever your friend has. It doesn't say love your friend. Love your friend in Hebrew would be after et recha, love your friend. It's a mistake. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not demand it. It's impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demand somebody. You should love anybody like yourself. It's impossible. I mean, it's nice. It's a nice statement. But realistically, you can't. You know, a person is a person. It doesn't matter what it is. You can love somebody like you love yourself. It is. It isn't. The Gemara says, the only thing that really is impossible is your wife. Or avak yegufo. Person has to love his wife the same way he loves himself. Okay. And so here is a connection. This is the neshama. The neshama was made first in Shamayim, and then Hashem split it in the neshama. So it's possible. It means you love, like you love yourself. Okay, because your wife is yourself. It's possible. But Hashem would not demand every single Jew have to do. Like crucial it is. Ariel says in the morning, before you start davening, before you start praying, Ariel says, if you don't accept recha kamocha, you don't accept it. To love everybody, it will not go up. It's a waste of time. Doesn't matter, kavanot, doesn't matter, nothing. And the reason for that is, how crucial it is, the Gemara tells us, a goy came to Hillel, he said, I want to convert in 1 second. While I'm sitting 1 foot. He told him, listen, recha kamocha is the whole Torah. Finish. You know what Judaism is? Love everybody. Finish. The rest is just maybe hints or a vehicle or igniter, whatever you want to call it, to get to that state. But your state, the pillar of a Jewish nation, the pillar of to be a Jew, a goy convert to a Jew means after Hakamoch. You see how crucial it is. And that is it, that doesn't go up. And there's no, you can't exclude no one. No one. Doesn't matter what the guy did to you. The halacha is, it's halacha, by the way. You know, it's halacha. Doesn't matter the guy stole from you, the guy hurt you, spoke lashon hara about you. Doesn't matter nothing. You're not allowed to be, you can't. You have to love him. Finish. You don't have to do business with him. You don't have to be friendly with him. But inside your heart, you have to love him. The only person you're not allowed to, that you have a right not to love is that you know that the guy is a sinner. And because he does sins against Hashem, Hashem, that person that hates you, I hate him because he hates you. That's you, Lato. But you have to be in a certain level, that's the reason. Not to jump on this vehicle and say, okay, I hate this guy because he doesn't keep Shabbat. It's not even cheddar, but it's nonsense. Nonsense. It's nonsense. So again, Levavtacha Kamocha, again, means this, but means again, whatever your friend has. What do you mean my friend has? What do you mean I have to love? Whatever my friend has, what does it mean exactly? And this coming Sunday, Monday is, it's called Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni. Second Pesach. The Torah tells us a story. The second year we came out of Egypt. After the first day we came to Egypt, Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu, excuse me. Tell Israel, prepare for Pesach. Prepare for Pesach. And this is, you know, the beginning of the month, whatever it was, not exactly. And here the Torah tells us that some people came to Moshe, says, we cannot do Pesach. Moshe asked them, why can't you do? Because we're not pure, because we touched that person. beware around the person. So first the Gemara thinks maybe this is the people that took care of the coffin of Yosef. And the Gemara says, no, there's no excuse for you. Why don't you prepare yourself? You knew Pesach's coming. The Gemara says, you know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. They found a dead man. And nobody was around. Nobody was around. It's called Met Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to take care of a dead person. So Moshe asks, so what do you want to say? I said, we're not going to have another date. I said, another date for what? For Pesach. Moshe should have answered them. I don't understand the question. He didn't come Rosh Hashanah to Bet Knesset, he didn't hear Shofar. Doesn't matter what it was. Emergency. You couldn't make it. You were tzala. So you want another date? That's the thing. He couldn't fasten Yom Kippur, he didn't feel well, or something happened. You can't have another date. Not a single another date. It's not a weekend. A weekend is a moral day weekend. You push it back and forth. It's the weekend. Even that, you cannot just push it. The government won't let you push it. What do you mean you want another date? But she said, this, I don't understand the question. What's wrong with you people? You didn't sit in the sukkah, you want another date for sukkah? Nevertheless, Moshe said, you know what? Stand over here. Let me ask Hashem. He says, Moshe, what's your doubt? Says the Gemara, you should know, Moshe and in Shamayim, everything. The Gemara says, all the lectures that people say, and they will say forever, Moshe already knew it, and Moshe taught it. Whoever got it, got it. Besides, the Gemara says four things Moshe did not learn in Shamayim. That's the first one. That's the first one. It's not first in the Torah, I'm sorry. In the Torah, the first one is in next week. Somebody cursed. And they brought it to Moshe. Moshe said, I don't know what to do to him. Then the Torah tells us about somebody did not keep Shabbat, Slavchad. They brought him to Moshe. Said, I don't know what to do with him. Then the daughters of Slavchad asked for Moshe, we would like to have a piece of land in Israel. Moshe said, I don't know. I'm going to ask Hashem. Here comes Moshe and told the people, listen, you have a very good question. Let me ask Hashem. Maybe Hashem give you another date. What's the idea? I said, excuse me, did you learn in Shamayim, the whole Torah? Moshe said, yeah, but this, I didn't learn this. What do you mean you didn't learn? Well, how come you didn't learn this? He doesn't know. Moshe said, sorry, I didn't learn it. I said, I know, I did not learn, not that I forgot. I know, sometimes I tell you I forget some things. I don't know, Hashem did not tell me. Yeah. Torah says in the text, Moshe asked Hashem, what shall be with these people? Hashem said, you know what? They're right. Another date. 30 days after Pesach, you have second Pesach. Is that 30 days? Okay. He says, what is this? Why? Doesn't say. Not only that, Hashem says, Moshe, not only people that they had emergency and they're not pure because they touched the person, whoever is a bit far away from Yerushalayim, also, doesn't matter, he has a second chance. Not only that, Pesach is one of mitzvot that if somebody deliberately doesn't do it, Chas Shalom, the Torah says, the punishment is karet. Karet means he will die and his neshama will vaporize. Not only his neshama, the Gemara says, his children as well. That's major punishment. It's only whoever doesn't do Brit Milah and whoever doesn't do Korban Pesach. You didn't do Korban Pesach? Why? I didn't do Korban Pesach. No such thing. What do you mean? He ran away. He ran away. The halacha is like this. You go to somebody and say, you want to put tefillin today? And he says, no, I don't put tefillin. I don't believe in tefillin. You don't believe in tefillin? No. What's the halacha? They take him to Bedin. They bring him inside Bedin. And when you ask him, would you mind to put tefillin? He said, I don't believe in tefillin. You don't mind tefillin? Take him inside the room. Give him lashes. Give him lashes until he dies. That's the halacha. You want to sit in the sukkah? I don't believe in the sukkah. Bring him to Bedin, lashes, not 39 lashes, until he will say, okay, I'm going to the sukkah. You want to do Kiddush on Shabbat? I don't do Kiddush on Shabbat. Bedin, lashes. You going to do Kiddush or not going to do Kiddush? Until he dies. It's halacha. Halacha. Every mitzvah I say, Hashem said, take a lulav. I don't take a lulav. You don't take a lulav? Bedin. Bedin, lashes. And you can take a lulav? I'm not taking it. Until he dies. It's halacha. It's worse than if somebody does something he's not supposed to do. Somebody sits in McDonald's and eats something not kosher. You know McDonald's? You heard about it? Yeah? You did? Why? How come you heard about it? You shouldn't have heard about it.
I see everyone talking
about it. Oh, you saw talking about it? Tell me not to talk about it. He eats over there and somebody comes inside to witnesses says, stop eating, it's not kosher. He says, I don't mean, I don't care. They bring it to Bedin, give him maximum 39 lashes. Unless he ate something else, sometimes he gets 5 times more. It's only 39 lashes. But if somebody doesn't want to do a mitzvah, they hit him until he dies. That's how important mitzvah is. Okay. You want to do Korban Pesach? You want to do sacrifice of Pesach? No. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. What do you mean doesn't matter? He has a chance. Another Pesach coming. What do you understand? When is Pesach? Pesach is that this date, 14th day of Nisan, you have to come to Yerushalayim with your sheep. Are you going to do it? No. Okay, doesn't matter. What do you mean doesn't matter? What do you mean doesn't matter? What's the difference between this and this one? Deliberately, doesn't want. Doesn't matter. It says, sir, where are you? I'm Melchob Yafo in Yerushalayim. Can you hurry up? You're going to slaughter Korban Pesach Beit HaMikdash? I don't have to. Hashem said, you don't need to. Don't rush. Take your time. Doesn't matter. Second chance. He says, I didn't even ask you this. I ask you, Moshe said to Hashem, I ask you what happened if people are not pure because touch that person. Okay. Hashem not only answered this question, extended so-called exemption. Exemption if you're 5 blocks away from your Beit HaMikdash. Nah, almost next to Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara says. Exemption. Don't rush it. It's too many people over there. I'll come again. And you're here. Doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter. Who has such a thing? But what is this? Special mitzvah. Special mitzvah. Comes the Zohar and the Zohar says, that Pesach Sheni, this Monday, is exactly 30 days after the first Pesach. You should know. In Shamayim, the gates are open. The gates of redemption are open. You should expect Mashiach. Because 30 days until Monday, and maybe another 7 days. It's called the week of Hod, the week of glory. Next week's Chag Ba'Omer, Friday. It's the week of glory. What's glory? Glory? Glory means extension of the light of Pesach being extended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu until this coming Monday and maybe 7 days more. So what is this all about? Because it's called the whole week of Hod. A lot of people don't see the Hanun anymore. Say the Sfira is over. Sfirat HaOmer, the Tikkunim, the correction of Sfirat HaOmer is over by Monday. And don't say no Tachanun now. You don't say Tachanun till the week after Shavuot. What's the power? What is this? Who has such a thing? You don't have it after Sukkot. What is it all about? So the Gemara tells us a few things about called Met Mitzvah. And that person that doesn't have right now people to take care of is his funeral. Excuse me. The Gemara says you should know how important Megillat Esther is. You know Megillat Esther? Yeah. You Farsi? No. You're American? Yeah. Megillat Esther says the Gemara pushes away the whole mitzvot. No matter what it is. You got to listen to the Megillah. Doesn't matter. If this means nothing. Close with Hamikdash. close everything. Listen, you got to come to the Knesset. Of course, simple explanation means one of the miracles. It has more explanation if you remember all the lectures about Purim. One thing it doesn't push. It's called Met Mitzvah. And that person is on the street. Okay, I'm going to listen to Megillah. And, you know, I'll come back. Put a sheet on him. Call her the Kaddisha. Call Hatzalah. I say, listen, this is the dead man over here. Don't know what he is. Listen, take care of him. Listen, if I take care of him, I miss Megillah. I miss the Megillah. The most important thing from all the mitzvot is this one. Pushes Megillah Tester. Nothing else pushes Megillah Tester. The Gemara says somebody is on the way to Beit HaMikdash to do Korban Pesach with his family. No. And as the Gemara, as the Zohar says, how important is sacrifice of Pesach. Again, if you don't do it, Korban Pesach on purpose, Chas Shalom, the Gemara, the Torah says, karet, your neshama will vaporize, your children's neshama will vaporize, they're all going to die young. And I say, okay, I'm going. Found that dead person on the street. Don't go. What do you mean don't go? You don't have to go. What do you mean you don't have to go? Korban Pesach. What's the rush? Put a sheet on his dead man. And you come back. In an hour, 2 hours, you're going to make the funeral. What's the rush? What's the problem? The worst of it is, the Gemara says, Kana mekomo. The halacha is like this. He found a dead person. I don't know who it is right now. There's nobody, no funeral now. So you know what you got to do? Dig and keep bury him over there. He's on somebody's lawn, can you imagine? Somebody lives in the mansion. It's a very nice lawn. Dead man over there. He says, don't you dare carry him. Kaname komo. He acquired this place. Don't move him. I'm not moving. It's my paradise. I don't know what the guy is. He fell down on my property. Okay, so? I'm moving to the corner of the property. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to move. No? He acquired the place. What does it mean? It's my private property. What do you mean he acquired it? I move it to the end, to the border. Don't touch him. The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, before he became Rabbi Akiva, he didn't know this halacha. He came to his rabbis. I don't remember the name of the rabbis. I don't remember. Forgive me. He told them, I made a mitzvah. I don't know what mitzvah. I said, I found that man. And I picked him up and I carried him. And I said, oh, you carried him? You made a sin. He said, I carried him. What's the problem? I don't understand. I carried him, I buried him. You know, I made the funeral for him. I got the people to say Kaddish. Listen, you made a sin. The Gemara says, you made a sin. What's the secret behind it? The Gemara tells us, the Torah tells us this. Chas Shalom, somebody did not obey Shabbat. His punishment is going to be stoned. He's going to be thrown from the second floor and being stoned. After the guy dies, Hashem said, hang him. You have to hang him on a pole for 1 second. Then you take him down. So what's the purpose? Secret in Kabbalah or something. It says, why have to leave him on the pole 1 minute? What happened? The Torah says, because Hashem made a person in the shape of Hashem. And his neshama inside. Seeing the 13 pieces of neshama inside. You don't put somebody that looks like Hashem outside, hanging him on a pole. No. People say, look, Hashem was hung. What do you mean Hashem? It's not Hashem. This guy is a sinner. It doesn't matter. When you look at a person, you don't look at the person. You look at the spiritual part of the person. That's really what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot. Don't look on the bottle. Look on the wine inside. What does it mean? It means America, chocolate color. And chocolate color. Very nice bottle. Forget about it. What is the quality of the wine inside? What do you mean? What the Mishnah says? What do you mean? It means like this. Our eyes, of course, it's partially the Satan. When you look at somebody, you want to analyze him. No. You have to give him MRI. MRI, you have to give him. You look at his neshama. You have to train yourself. You don't look at it, that's the matter. Like Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, was in yeshiva, learned something, and then he came back. And he met a person that did not look good. He didn't look good. It was the Leon Habib, the Gemara, that's what said. The Gemara. He said to the guy, look, Mr. Ugly. He's a Parsi, Mr. Ugly Zadeh, he told him. Mr. Ugly. I said, I'm ugly? Go tell the one that made me that I'm ugly. So he got the message, he got a shock. And this guy worked with him. Of course, it was a Leon Navi. And he got to the town, people came from the town to greet Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And everybody says, hello, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kel Bezani. And this man said, who? This guy? What are you talking about? He just insulted me. He told me I come ugly. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai got up. I mean, his brain started to work. He said, oh, I made a mistake. So the people ask Rabbi Lazar, please forgive him, forgive this guy. Rabbi Lazar said, listen, don't look at the person. The whole thing was a joke. It's a message. You don't judge a person but by the way you look at him. He did something, he didn't do it. The Satan did it. There's no such thing bad Jew, No such thing. Doesn't matter. Keep Shabbat. That means nothing. The only question is how much Satan acquires him. So you can tell the person, you can look at him and say, look, his face has a dark cloud on his face. It's not Neshama. You look at the Neshama of the person. That's your job. Your job is not to look at the person. In certain circumstances, you shouldn't look at them. Try not to look at people so much. And definitely don't look at the person that is Rosha because you might judge him. He says, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to look at everybody's inside, not outside. And that really excuse me. What does it mean? That this is the purpose of this world. After the Rakamocha means love what your friend has. What do you mean, my friend? His house? His car? What? No. He has a neshama. And actually, Rashi says it. Excuse me. I think I need tea. Tea. There's no more tea. Oh, the tea? Thank you very much. I really don't need, but just, you know, for the joke. That's it. No more.
Does it have an expression in English?
No, it's not English. It's a real French. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim ha'olam bo'er she'kol nimi dvaro.
Is it done?
Oh, it's hard. You didn't tell me it, huh?
Don't judge a book by its cover.
No, perfect. Thank you.
You like it?
Kamocha, Rashi says, you know what it means? You can't love your friend the way you love yourself. It's not true. Because otherwise we see, after et recha kamocha. It doesn't say that. It says, love the thing your friend has. You know what he has, Rashi says? His neshama, he has inside of him. You can't. Dislike somebody. You can't, because it means you dislike Hashem. You hate his finger? Or you hate his nose? Oh, his personality. Is he a person? Is his neshama? Without neshama, he's not a person. You have to look at a person and don't judge him. Don't love him. Just have to come on. And then Gemara, you know what it says? Tell you what it is. Somebody deserve Chas Shalom to be stoned, and then after they stone him, they hang him on a pole. Take him off right away. He said, what do you mean? Hashem is hanging over here. Hashem. You look at the person, he says, what is the person? Hashem said to the angels, let's create a person in our form. You don't think you have 10 fingers because you have 10 fingers. Because 10 fingers means something in Kabbalah and Shamayim. You have 2 feet and 2 hands and a nose and eyes. You know, because Hashem wants you to see. Because Hashem is eyes. So in the form of Hashem. Form of Hashem, and of course, the engine is eye. The motor is the Neshama. So don't leave him outside. Okay, he says, a dead man on the street. And I said, you know what? Hashem is dead over here. What do you mean Hashem is dead? Right, that person, he looks like Hashem. He says, likewise, you cannot leave him on the pole for 1 minute. Just take him right away. It's a secret why I have to hang him. Okay. But after you hang him, immediately take him off. Immediately. Because it's Hashem. He says, you found that man. Okay, I don't know who it is. Listen, I'll come later. Listen, you can't leave Hashem on the street. Listen, I have to go Korban Pesach. I have to read Megillah. Don't need to do nothing. It's Hashem. He says, you love so-called Hashem. That Hashem so-called is on the floor. Is that man? No, it's in the shape of Hashem. His nefesh on him. The Zohar says, until you bury the person, part of the neshama of the person is still on the body and suffers until you bury the person. That's what it's a mitzvah to do the funeral right away because the neshama suffers very much. Unless it's going to be something good, the neshama complies with that. You know, the best thing, as well says, best thing, right away, the person on the spot, because his nefesh, part of the neshama that's in the liver, suffers so much. It's now it's outside the liver, it's on top of the body of the person. It stays partially on the monument, on the grave of the person, partially. So here we go, if you rewind, here we go, the story, Pesach Sheni. Some people came to Moshe, listen, we couldn't purify ourselves. Moshe asked, says, who are you? So first the Gemara says, those are the people that took care of Yosef's body. Someone said, Yosef's body? Why didn't you purify yourself? We couldn't leave the spot. We took over. What is it? What do you know about him? So again the Gemara says, we came to Yamsuf, and Moshe raised his hand and to split Yamsuf. We're talking about millions of people. The Egyptians behind us. And Hashem told Moshe, raise your hand, let Yam Suf split. He doesn't split. The Gemara says, then they brought the coffin of Yosef, the Yam Suf split. What's this music? What do you mean, don't know? Sounds come from you. It's you? See, that's how they stopped. What do you mean, stop? Hey, it's in your pocket. You sure?
No pocket.
You have no pocket? So where is it stinging from? Says the Gemara, I am Rabbi Yonos, you know? They saw the water, the beach. Yamsuf saw the coffin of Yosef. The Gemara says, what coffin of Yosef? What coffin of Yosef? Of course you say, because Yosef controls it. No. The Gemara says, you know what Yosef is all about? After Chakamocha. The brothers came down to Egypt. He had no grudge against them. He respected them. Gave them whatever they needed. They didn't have anything against them. No jealousy, nothing, no anger. What are you talking about? They almost killed you. You were in jail for 12 years because of those animals. I love them. Says the Gemara, that's why Yamsuf split. Not because Yosef was a tzaddik. Yeah, that's called tzaddik. The Gemara says, two people called tzaddik. Yosef and Noach. He said, why are they called tzaddik? Nobody else? The whole Tanakh, you don't find tzaddik. One on Yosef, in Amos, and then Noach in the Torah. He says, you know why? Because the Gemara says they sacrifice themselves for the public. That's it. After HaKamocha. Here came these people to Moshe. He said, listen, we need another date. And you know the date? Yeah. You know why? Because we were busy with the coffin of Yosef, or the Gemara says, with the dead man that nobody to take care of. You know why? Because to take care of somebody like this, you take care of the body of a person that was created in the shape of Hashem, and he has a part of Hashem inside. Well, he had it inside, and therefore, we took care of him. So that, you know, it pushes everything. Eventually, it's going to push Megillat Esther. Eventually, he's going to push Korban Pesach. If somebody died, and say, I didn't have to go to Korban Pesach. I said, you know how important it is? It's not important. More important is Vavdacha Kamocha, the shape of Hashem. Forget about it. I'm not going anywhere. So Moshe said, you know what? You have a point. Let me ask Hashem. He said, you know what? They're right. But let me tell you something. Because of them, and we have in 30 days Pesach Sheni, because what they did and what they claim, their merit, their privilege, I'll extend it. Whoever doesn't want to do, it doesn't matter. It's not late. The extension of 30 days to Pesach means I'm still in Pesach. Since you're still in Pesach, the gates in Shemaim are open, redemption is coming. And what is this? Those people, says the Gemara, says, Moshe, you didn't learn this in Shemaim? Moshe says, no, I didn't learn it. You know why? Because if Moshe would have learned in Shemaim, it says in the Torah, okay, keep Sukkot, keep Shavuot, keep Rosh Hashanah, keep Yom Kippur, keep Pesach Sheni. You don't know what it is. Pesach Sheni means Vavdal Chakamocha. Pesach Sheni means you have to look at the person he was created in the shape of Hashem. It's a wake-up call for us. And therefore, the zechut of those people, the Gemara says, Hashem did not teach Moshe this in Shemaim, in order for Moshe to find out because what these people had in mind. It says, why did you bury him? In another place. Go, come back. Listen, I know it's Pesach. Don't touch him. Leave him and put him in the refrigerator. No. You can't put Hashem in the refrigerator. You have to immediately bury. You know what important is? He acquires his place. Don't even move him to the end of the property. What is the meaning of my property? In the middle of my dress. I'm going to have a monument over there. You have a monument in my presence? Why? Who is the guy? You don't even his name. We got another man in anonymous died here. It's in the middle of the... How can you sell the property? You're stuck now. Nobody's going to buy your property. You have a monument with a cemetery in the front lawn? Yeah. That mitzvah, taking care of a dead person that has no relatives right now, and you don't have to put on the interstate, who is missing to put on the highway? Old man is missing with the Toyota. He said, listen, on the place that he saw Hashem, bury him. And Zatacha Kamocha. And that's really what Hillel told is going to, that wants to convert. He said, listen, the whole thing, Zatacha Kamocha, no, you didn't get it. Zatacha Kamocha means you love everybody because Hashem is inside everybody. It means actually you love Hashem. That's all. To love Hashem, that's the biggest mitzvah. And therefore, to love Hashem is so mitzvah, I said, mitzvot aseh, to do. See, you don't want to do sukkah. You don't want to shake your lap. You don't want to do kiddush. You know this? It means you don't have Hashem. Lotas, says the Ramban. The mitzvot not to do is called ira. Fear of Hashem. Don't do. The mitzvot we have to do, to put tefillin, to put tzitzit, it shows that you love Hashem. To love Hashem. You don't want to love Hashem. Don't love Hashem. They're going to give you blessings until you die. Because the purpose in our life is Vavt Hashem Elokecha, Shema Yisrael, Vavt Hashem Elokecha, love Hashem. You don't love Hashem, they're going to hit you. He did something wrong, and I said, okay, they're going to punish you. 39 lashes, finish, okay, you're done. You're not going to do it again because you don't want to get more lashes. But if you don't want to love Hashem, it's endless lashes until you die. Let's go after Lachak Hamocha. That's Zohar says. The extension of Pesach is continue. At least, the Pesach Sheni, maybe 7 days more, it means the whole week of Hod. The Hod is Moshe, it's Aaron, sometimes it's Moshe. It's a preparation for the redemption, says as well. It's this week, it's Rabshon Bar Yochai, it's called Hod Shebe Hod. It's glory of the glory. It's the power of Rabshon Bar Yochai. Because the Torah that you learn, it's the Musa that you learn. Rabshon Bar Yochai said, all my power, all my habits, says the Gemara, is because I learned from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Zekal Gadol Batorah. Avdecha Kamocha, that is the pillar. Forget about it. We don't have it. Again, comply with what Hillel told to the person. By learning Torah, you acquired it. Amen. Amen.